Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
The Shark. And swinging right back into that conversation with Kiran, the CEO of Botify, a company that works on AI. He's an alumni of IIM Lucknow. Kiran. Disconnected. But do you think robots could take over the world someday? I'm just trying to take a shot in the dark here. Far-fetched.
No, even Stephen Hawking, for that exam matter, the supposedly one of the smartest people on the planet, has warned people about taking AI seriously and seeing if it's a possibility that machine gets a conscience. You know, that is what...
Is that possible? Machines, the only thing that keeps us safe is that, or at least mentally keeps us safe, is that they can't emote.
Yeah. No. First, they have to know that they're alive. Consciousness is all about knowing I'm living, you know, and I have to survive. So if a machine gets to know it is living, and, you know, for example, if you can program something to defend itself, you know, all those Terminator movies are not really
just movies of sci-fi fiction
anymore, you know.
Yeah.
So sci-fi is real now, and I think it's high time that we recognize the threat as AI poses to society. Because now there's a security robot in Dubai running after criminals, you know?
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
As if the sheikhs weren't bad enough running after you, you have a security robot in the Middle East.
Exactly, you know? So it can catch people, it can, you know, basically it's there to direct, but there are already bots in Japan, you know, answering in reception desks, because you can't put a person 24/7 there, you know, it's not just...
Plus, I'm assuming a robot would be more cost effective.
Yeah, and it doesn't come with leaves and maternity and paternity and, you know, vacations.
Sickness and headaches.
And yeah, leaving, you know, suddenly the person wants leave.
I got a better job, give me a hike.
Exactly. So, you know.
But that would hugely impact employment in a world where population is exploding at this point.
That's what is happening with a few of our big major IT companies now. These jobs are going to be automated. Many jobs are going to be automated.
What do you do to up your skills so that a robot doesn't steal a job from you?
So basically, you have to get into a little bit of a creative field, like something you are in.
I'm safe.
You
the bots aren't going to attack me.
You know, or even in kind of research, or in kind of like, you know, more intelligent and more creative and more.
But if you're a tech person, I mean, you are a techie, you are a scientist, you can't change your line of work, but you're saying people are a threat.
Yeah. People are an asset for certain kinds of tasks. For certain repetitive tasks, people are just like, you know, holding it back. If a truly intelligent machine can automate a lot of stuff for me, like we are doing for a lot of companies. So the first meeting I have with a big school, the guy who's doing the job that we are supposed to automate is really looking at me fearfully, like, oh, shit, you know, you're taking away my job, really.
The thief has come in to steal my job.
Exactly.
Oh, good.
Because
God, that
is all he's doing. I mean, it's a very, like, mechanical job.
Tell me maybe five really common jobs that we see around us that are closest to being replaced by automation. Maybe on the other side of this song, stick around. Super Hits 93.5 Red FM discussing AI, artificial intelligence. They're saying that over the next few years, it's predicted that close to 3 million people will be reporting to robot bosses. Not, I don't know, that might actually be a slightly better thing. But jate raho.
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Baj jaate raho. The Shark.